Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Wondering, D, well, we know that the first telephone operator was this week. Trev, were you here when we talked about that?
Yep, that was Wednesday. Wait.
Yeah, no,
Tuesday.
Monday. Tuesday. Today's Thursday, yeah.
That's right.
And the idea that they hired boys originally, but boys were swearing on the phone.
That's too much.
Yeah, so they hired women. And although the sisters worked together, she and Emma and her sister worked together, and she met her husband there. Even though when you hired, you had to be between 17 and something or other. And I think 23, and you were not allowed to be married, but apparently they found each other later. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. Alrighty, we were talking with Louise, and we're talking about a rather controversial subject, to be quite honest. And it shouldn't be controversial, but what these days is not controversial, about domestic violence. And I was saying that that rather than viewing yourself as either sort of a punching bag and a victim, or dumb or anything of that sort, just look at the specific reasons. Don't worry about the labels. Just look at the specific reasons why. And I think that gives you a much better way out. So I wanted to give you some time if you had some more things that you wanted to talk about.
Two quick things. One is I had two young children when I came into this marriage, my previous marriage, who suffered because I stayed.
Yeah.
And they have forgiven me. I've asked them forgiveness, and they had alcoholism, drug problems, and all that. Today it seems to be much better.
Good.
And I also see my ex-husband from time to time because we share grandchildren now with the son that we had together, and we're okay. You know, we can be in the same room together, and you know, we can joke around with things. I can't really say I forgave him. He's never asked for forgiveness. He has never acknowledged anything that he had done. So, but I'm okay that way, and I think that's working for me. And, you know, just had a little trouble with my children that, you know, why didn't I protect them more and, you know, to be
and
so
what,
weak.
What's your explanation for that?
You know, I would fight for them. I would call the police, and, you know, I'd go to a neighbor's house. And he didn't physically hit the children, but there was a lot of verbal abuse and a lot of spiteful behavior. You know.
Well, listen, let me just, what you can say to your kids is, you know, we make mistakes that.
Yeah.
That it was dumb, and I wish that I'd done something earlier. But I mean, if you are perfect, if you're a better person because of it, amen.
Well, yeah,
but
the boys are fine. Yeah, the boys have forgiven me. It's myself sometimes that.
Well, that's it, and I think that as you know, kids are really good at figuring out. I've told my story. Here's my favorite story about maternal guilt, because I think mother is just a different word for guilt. At one point in my life, my daughter was about I guess she's a little over a year old, and. And I really needed to work a day a week. I needed the money. I needed the intellectual stimulation. And it turns out I had a big house. I didn't have much money, but I had a big house. Mm-hmm. So I got a young woman whose name was Marcia, who graduated high school, didn't want to go to college, didn't want to work at Macy's or something. So she came and lived with me. And she was really great. And the day that I went, it was not even a job. It was just a job interview. That I left the house. And my daughter was sobbing. She was, as I said, maybe about 13, 14 months, sobbing. And I was so rattled. that when I got to the car, which took maybe 90 seconds, maybe not even that long, I realized I didn't have my keys. I was that rattled. So I go back to the house. And so maybe the whole trip probably was maybe a minute and a half round trip. So maybe 45 seconds there, 45 seconds back. So I get back to the house. My daughter's happily playing with Marcia. And what I realized was that kids, even at that young age, are really, they're just walking antenna. They'll pick up whatever it is that we feel good about, we feel bad about. Because if you think about being a child, in a way, being a child is kind of preparatory for being in an abusive relationship, right? Because while parents don't mean to be abusive, they are bigger, stronger, and they control everything. And they determine how you're going to behave. So, and it's one of the reasons why women tend to be more in abusive relationships with men than the other way around, is because fathers tend to be, at least in our society, more the disciplinarian. So we can see that on some bizarre level, we're recreating a childhood situation where someone's telling us what to do and when we're good and when we're bad.
Right.
And in the same way that a woman, an adult woman who's being abused, who's being bullied, becomes childlike. Ask for the allowance, tiptoes around, because children, and we can, I suppose, rationalize that hopefully most of us are benign parents, but, that's from our point of view as opposed to the kids' point of view. We control everything. We say when you can eat, when you can sleep, what you're allowed to do, when you get rewarded, when you get punished. I mean, and that's one thing when we're trying to socialize children, although you could argue that, maybe that's not the best way to parent, even though it's certainly been historically the case. But children need to figure out very quickly, and we sort of rationalize this saying, well, it's how you socialize, that kids will do terrible things and be terrible things and do dangerous things, and that's why they're assigned parents who bestow love on them or punish them or withdraw from them or whatever as a way of teaching them the rules. Well, you could argue that an abuser is doing exactly the same thing to an adult.
The point being
that your kids are going to be very finely attuned for their whole lives, because it was survival. In the same way that you can probably figure out what's going on with your parents much more readily than kids always know more about parent than parent knows about kids. So your kids making you feel guilty at this moment, if you feel guilty about it, they'll pick up on that. If you don't, if you say, it was stupid, it was dumb, I wish I hadn't done it, but it's some point in your life, you can tell me all the stupid things that you've done that you wish you hadn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll make it up to you as best I can. I can't undo, but I can go forward and try to be a more, a more protective parent, or, a more involved parent or whatever, or less self-involved parent, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But be careful. Once you come to grips with it, they'll come to grips with it.
Ah, okay. Makes sense.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your help, and I hope it helps other people, too.
Well, I do, too, as you can hear. It's not the world's most popular philosophy, but I think, my point is not to you never want to be a victim. You give away your power,
and it makes
you feel better temporarily, because people say, you poor thing. But that isn't what you really want in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's not what you want. What you want, you'd much rather people say, well, you don't really need any help. Because then you can ask for help if you want it, but you don't need it.
I know.
Once you need it, you're in trouble.
I never ask for help.
Well, you're allowed to. But you just have to pick who. As I said, I just saw a movie, and they invited me to the press conference, and the press conference, the movie seemed to me to be about something completely different than everybody else thought it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was about delegating authority and how, as women, we're not very good at doing it, because we're not very used to power. And the issue about delegation of authority is, to be able to delegate, you have to be able to trust somebody that they can do at least as good a job as you can do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue for an awful lot of women in particular. I think men have learned to do it over time. And in fact, a guy who doesn't delegate authority is not viewed as a very good leader. But as women, it's so recent for us to have any power, to have any authority, that we're not very good at delegating. And we feel that we have to do it all. If we're going to work, then we at least have to be a great cook and a great housekeeper and a great wife and
everything.
A great mother and a great cook and a great lover. And it's nonsense. Delegate, folks. That's why bakeries were invented. All right, Louise, off you go.
Right.
I think you're on the right path.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Louise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help, and whatever it is that's on your mind is what I would be delighted to help you with. All you have to do is give me a holler. You can send me an email if you want, but my preference would be for you to call me just because I can get more details that way. Okay? I mean, I'm not going to fuss at you, but I can just get a lot more details if you call me, she said. Okay, let's go back to to that whole deal about wilderness skills. my little princesses of, you know, well, okay, as long as I have room service, I'll be okay. What else we got here?
All right, Carrie says, the ability to start a fire with sticks and the courage to hunt, kill, and cook your food.
It turns out that I actually, at one point, could do that. What can I tell you? Part of it was two things. First of all, you know, I really was a Girl Scout. And if you have a lens, you know, a magnifying glass or something, or compasses used to have glass on them. I don't know that they do anymore. You could focus the lens of, or the rays of the sun, and you could actually, that works. And the other thing, because I did archaeology in southern France, I knew how to do it with flint napping, which you can sometimes make a spark. So believe it or not, I actually knew how to do that at one point. I don't know if I know how to do it anymore. But it might be worth trying. But there you go. But yeah, starting a fire. You know, I tend, the idea of, I mean, the things that you actually look for when I think in the wilderness are not, they're not going to have a chicken. So, I mean, things like squirrels and wabbits. Wabbits move pretty fast. So, you know, that's why I think just being able to know what's poisonous and what's not, what mushrooms will be fine for an omelet, and which ones you're going to die. So, I hear. And besides, you need to be a good hunter, presumably, you need some skill and some kind of a weapon, like a bow and arrow or something. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting notion, isn't it? Where's Rambo when we need him? Rambat? Whatever. All right. Keep going. It at least will make your barbecue, your Labor Day barbecue, seem a lot easier having these. There we go. All right.
All right. Joyce says common sense.
Yeah, I think you may need something a little bit more than common sense, but common sense will probably get you, at least hopefully, to not panic. The idea being that you can kind of think things through rather than sort of just think, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. Because we know that it really won't work. That you'll just get yourself in more trouble than it's worth. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Andrew says Carol Burnett's Tarzan call would be a start.
for attracting exactly what? Tarzan? No.
There you go.
I don't know. All right, keep going.
All right, Matt says the ability to keep thinking and making decisions. After that, sheltering, water collection, and fire starting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and perhaps the ability to climb a tree, because most predators... Not all, but a lot of predators don't climb trees, so you probably don't want to just be lying around looking like lunch to somebody. I don't even know about the mosquito issue. I'm not even going to talk about that. There we go. All right, keep going.
Kate says survivor instinct.
Yeah, I don't know how you get that. Hopefully you're born with it. But yeah, I think part of it's just not panicking. I just started figuring out, all right, what are my options here? What do I need to do? What do I need to do first? When I was in San Francisco during the earthquake, for some reason, you know, it's not that I really wanted to be in charge. It's just that people kept asking. I think part of it is I'm tall. I don't know what it is. I have no idea why people sort of seek me out to get information. But it's been the case for a long time. I don't know if it's eye contact. I have no idea what it is, whatever vibe I put out. These guys came up and they said, all right, what do we do first? And the question was, there were three or four tasks, and one of them was emptying the porta-johnnies. And I said, porta-johnnies first, a much better task to do in the daylight than when the sun goes down, because there's no electricity. So, I mean, just that kind of logical thinking of, okay, if you've got a whole bunch of jobs, you probably want to do the nastiest one first, and doing nasty jobs when you can at least see what you're doing is probably a much better shot than not. So I think it's just thinking through what the options are and what the context is and what makes the most sense. So, you know, is that a survivor instinct? Maybe. I just think it's logic. All right, keep going.
Okay. Antonio says common sense.
Yeah.
So that's a common response.
And common sense is common. Like Mark Twain says, common sense isn't all that common. But there you go.
Yeah. Ruben says a hot dog stand.
Well, what about pretzel stand or, you know, the mystery meat stand? Hot dog stand. Does that mean, can we have sauerkraut? We love sauerkraut.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Jerry,
so the next time you go into the wild, so we should tell President Obama that he should take a hot dog stand into the woods with him. Trail mix at least, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, Jerry says, build a fire and how to hunt.
Yeah, yeah, although forest fires, you know, these days we're having, tell us about your bro, that your bro is...
Oh, yeah, and he's a wildland firefighter out in the West currently, and so he shouldn't have any trouble starting a fire these days.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, and at least the one a couple of years ago, they think, was actually started by a campfire that was left untended that got out of control.
Yeah, exactly. People need to be super careful when it's this dry.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And building a pit and making sure there's water nearby and having stones and, sort of some basic character, some fire safety as well. Do you know what Smokey the Bear's middle name is?
James.
That was rude. Thank you. Thank you for laughing. I appreciate it. There we go. Keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Betty says, to be able to drive an RV there, that ought to do it.
Why didn't I think of that? Of course you're right. Right through the woods. I don't know. The level of seriousness varies greatly on people's response, right?
Exactly.
Keep going.
All right, where were we? Ishmael.
The RV.
Ishmael.
We were driving an RV.
Right. Ishmael or Ishmael? Ishmael.
Ishmael, probably.
Says, land navigation without GPS, tracking, fire, and shelter making. That's just basic. Common sense and instincts will get you killed.
Common sense and instincts will get you killed?
That's what Ishmael says.
All right, so read the whole thing again.
It says, land navigation without GPS, tracking.
Well, that's called a compass.
Yeah.
And certainly if you're going to go off into the wild, having a compass is not a bad idea. Although I've been off hiking, and a lot of times people will say, take your cell phone, because it's surprising in areas that you don't think will have reception do, and ones that you do think will have reception don't. So let's come back to Ishmael. I want to go through his again, because it sounds like he may, we'll sort of see if we can figure out what the subtext woo-woo is there. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Starting 855-993-7569. I don't know, there's one of the scary stories, which I think is a feel-good story, which didn't make me feel very good, but maybe that's, I'm being a little prejudiced. We'll go back to the how we save ourselves, because I want to go back to Ishmael in just a second. But there's a story that a great-grandmother who's 87 years old is driving an ambulance as an EMT volunteer. My mother, we kept calling Crash. I mean, she's a perfectly lovely woman, but I don't know how I feel about 87-year-old anybody's driving. Probably up to and including me if I get to that age. I don't know. You worry a little bit about reflexes, although Trevor did have a good point that his firefighter brother was also an EMT at one point who drove the ambulance a lot. And he said that by and large ambulances tend to drive at the speed limit just because that extra 10 miles an hour doesn't really get you someplace very quickly and is much more dangerous. Although around here, ambulances seem to me Although maybe they just seem to be moving faster because they're actually moving as opposed to traffic jams. But I don't know. An 87-year-old driver doing anything, let alone driving an ambulance, doesn't exactly make my heart beat fast. It actually makes it beat fast, but in the wrong direction of, oh my goodness. And I'm sure she's a lovely woman. I just, and maybe she's a really good driver. It just, all right, let's go back to Ishmael. And Ishmael is saying, screw common sense, right? He's saying common sense won't get you any place. I don't know that that's true. I mean, I think just maybe if what he's implying, which may be true, is that rules that will work in one context don't necessarily work in another. Maybe that's what he's saying. Because I think if you don't have common sense, what are you going to have? Panic? What would be uncommon sense?
I guess we ought to define what common sense is at all to begin with. What is common sense? Is that nothing but kind of a weird way to describe experience, you know? Or like a self-situation?
Well, that's a good point. And if it's experience, if it's experiential, then it depends on what your experience is. And if your experience is that animals at the zoo, then maybe common sense is not going to work real well for you because these are not petting zoo animals, folks. These are animals in the wild. And lying on the ground underneath a tree, as far as they're concerned, says buffet, you know, all you can eat, as opposed to human being. Maybe we just ignore them. So maybe that's what he's saying, is that common sense is context sensitive, and if the context changes, so will the sensibility, and you have to acknowledge that. Should we give him credit for that?
Yes.
As opposed to just being cranky?
Yes.
Because I think, you know, a compass, look, I'm one of those people, and I am not a Luddite, honest. I just ordered my new computer. It's sitting here. I'm just awaiting the touch of my little hand, the smile of my little sweaty brow. But when I go on a trip, I do have my phone. You know, I does have a GPS on it. I do have Google Maps. But if I possibly can, I have a real old-fashioned, done by the monks in the Himalayas, map with me. Because a map gives you options that a GPS essentially doesn't. And you could say, well, some of your GPS has maps on it. And some do, but some don't. Some will just give you instructions and then say, recalibrating, which means you blew it, clown, which is really irritating. So I'm you know, when in doubt, I mean, a compass is never going to be out of range of a signal, right? You just have to know how to do it. And as long as we're talking about a compass, we might as well talk about an astrolabe. An astrolabe. Okay, we're not going to. I actually at one point knew how to do that as well. But that's just because, you know, if you do archaeology digs, you do all this sort of obscure stuff, as much to be obscure as anything else. But actually being able to tell directions by the stars, it's not very helpful in the city, which may be Ishmael's point, because there's too much city reflection. But if you've ever been in a place where it's completely dark, you cannot believe how many stars there are. So being able to guide yourself by the stars, obviously at night, is very helpful, because compass isn't going to work very well at night. Can't see it. Okay, keep going.
All right, Evelyn says, becoming an unprincess.
Indeed. I'm going to become, a peasant. Yeah.
Yep. Shannon says, stamina, strength, and fat for insulation.
Yeah, I think that's basically true. It's one of my sort of favorite humbling experiences, although it's not exactly the same, of being at a place where everybody was climbing mountains and my thinking, oh, well, I can do this, you know, I'm in good shape, and, you know, and all these women were little suburban matrons with beautiful hair and great nails and beautiful jewelry, but they were a little plumper than what we would view in this country as fit. And they were going up mountains like a billy goat, and I was sounding like I was on my last breath. And part of it is that this was what they were used to doing, that they were skiers and hikers and climbers. And so their body shape didn't look like they were in very good shape, but in fact they were, for that kind of experience, in much better shape than I was. It was very humbling. It sort of taught me I should wear more jewelry. No, that's not what it taught me.
There you go.
You have to get some lesson out of this somewhere. All right, keep going.
Connie says, I wouldn't survive. My health is bad.
Oh, honey. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, one never knows. Maybe you'd be in better shape. All right, keep going.
David says, building a fire, hunting, and having a sense of direction by sun and stars.
See, there we go.
Yeah,
astrolabe, astrolabe, yeah. And knowing things like the side, see, I know this, but I don't know it well enough to be able to count on it, which side of the tree that moss grows on.
North?
I think it is north.
That's what I think.
But I'm not clear enough about it. And, it's like when I give directions, I usually am right, but I sound like I'm not sure at all, so nobody pays any direction, and nobody pays any attention to my directions, which I wouldn't if I were listening to me either. All right, so we think it's the north.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. All right. Ask your brother. He's probably smarter about being in the woods than either of us.
Dude, if I had to bring somebody, if I could phone a friend or, kind of one of those situations, I would totally bring him.
I would too.
He's a very good wilderness guide.
Yeah, but you want me for trivia and him for survival.
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't want that flipped, though.
No, I think, yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I know how to read a compass.
That's true.
I was, I know about moss, at least. And I know about bear poop. Come on. You got to give me some. Well, no, I wouldn't. I'd take your brother, too.
All right. Dawn says, a fully charged cell phone, a credit card, and a Chinese takeout flyer. There you go.
My kind of guy. And your own set of chopsticks, just in case. Exactly. Chopsticks, wooden chopsticks, I'm finding all these uses for, like using them to get crab meat out, and I'm trying to think, I just figured out something else to use a chopstick, because you can reuse them, and they're strong enough, but they're a little bit pliable, and they're fatter at one end than another. I think they're incredibly, who was telling me that what you really needed, the only survival tool you really ever needed was a butter knife?
Woofta.
Because you can use it as a knife, you can use it as a screwdriver, you can use it as a pick. The regular knife is not nearly as useful as a butter knife.
Interesting.
To remember where I read that. But I'm hoarding my butter knives from now on, so don't try and ask me for my butter knife. I'll share, though. All right, keep going.
Alrighty. Diane says, ability to create energy from a hairdryer, the rest I can do. Oh, energy for a hairdryer. I read that wrong.
Yeah.
My mic cable's in the way. The rest I can do, hunt, fire, shelter, etc.
Well, there you go. So how about a braid? Maybe some bear grease or something, just kind of slap down your hair so it wouldn't get in your eyes. Or a bandana. A baseball cap.
Yep.
I mean, guys have been using baseball caps to hide bad hair days or no hair days for years. Maybe we should just adapt.
There you go. Peter says, a good attitude.
Define good. Okay.
There's probably something to that, though. I mean, belief that you're going to make it out.
Look, attitude is everything. You can choose to decide. When people give up, it's when they get in trouble. Or when people panic. And panic is a way of giving up in some ways. It's saying, somebody's got to help me. I can't do this myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Susie says, fishing.
Well, assuming there's water.
True.
A little hard to fish in the Mojave Desert. Not impossible.
True.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah. You're making some assumptions about topography, my dear.
Indeed.
But, yeah, fishing. Can make a hook out of a safety pin.
Sure. Monique says, plants and bugs and snake skills.
Ugh.
I don't know what that means. Maybe like turning them into food?
Well, I suppose you can eat ants. My whole thing, I spent the summer on the banks of the Snake River doing an archaeology dig, and I hope they called it the snake because it meandered. My only real skill as an outdoor person was I didn't scream when I saw snakes by the end of the summer. And I got a lot of outdoor showers. It turns out if you have outdoor showers on an archaeology dig, you get a lot of people who are perfectly willing to shampoo your hair for you. We wore bathing suits. Get a life, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we are talking about a walk on the wild side and what you need to take with you to ensure that you survive in the wilderness. Dun, dun, dun. So, and it turns out that there is now a debate going on between people who think common sense works and people who think maybe not. There we go.
I am anti-common sense. I just think some of these things are going to be so not intuitive, you know, in a survival situation.
Yeah, you know, I hear Ishmael's point that you really have to think about things that that are so out of your realm of usual that, you know, I hear.
Yep.
All right, keep going.
Let's see. Where was I? Don't eat bugs. Oh, do eat bugs. Debbie says, excuse me, not exactly a skill, but it would be Phil Robertson. I don't know who Phil Robertson is.
I assume he's a wildlife guy, but...
We have the Google. Should we find out?
All right, go ahead.
So,
what would you like me to do in the meantime?
Sing.
I could do that. Raindrops keep falling on your head.
Oh, it's the duck guy. Duck Dynasty dude with the big old beard.
Is that still on the air?
I don't know.
I thought there was a big controversy about that and it went off the air.
He's the very guy that kind of brought down the controversy, as it happens.
Okay, well, I suspect you could probably have him for, you know, probably a much lower fee than you could have before.
Fair enough. All right. Marilyn says, bravery and everything I'm not. Need an air conditioner in summer, running water, electricity, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, sweetie pie. Well, we're going to take you off of our list for a chosen... A chosen companion on our trip into the wild. Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, having somebody who knows what they're doing is not a terrible idea. But, I mean, again, you know, delegating authority. I'd want somebody with me who sort of knew what they were doing.
For sure.
Wouldn't we all? So, can you call your brother and see if he's available?
But no, truly, I mean, it kind of it's something to just get out there and then try and be outside and, you know, maybe see if you can't start a fire, but at least you have, matches in your backpack to bail you out when you can't or, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, and I think the point is that it's like people who will buy, they're going on a hike and they'll buy new boots. And I'm thinking, what are you thinking? I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. You don't want to have brand new boots when you're going to be clumping around for the first time, because you'll end up with blistered feet. So that's just plain stupid.
Yeah, take care of your feet.
Yep.
All right, Lee says, build a fire, catch something to eat.
Okay.
It's a good start. Good place to start.
Fair enough.
Martin says, mental toughness and willingness to survive.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. But I think we can't, you don't want to blame the victim of people who don't survive very well if they'd just been tougher, they would have done better. But part of it is just being a little bit more experienced. Part of it is not, I mean, people do incredibly stupid things. They'll go off in an area that they don't know without any kind of provision whatsoever. And the assumption that everything will be fine. And, you know, I lived in a part of the country where, for a while, where I did most of my camping, where you could get a change in weather just out of nowhere all of a sudden. And it was, people would end up frozen to death. People would end up stranded. People would, and you know, they'd be in T-shirts or something, in shorts, going off on a hike. And I'm thinking, do you not sort of check out if, I mean, and this was presumably before the internet, but the idea being that you can still check. There was always been almanacs available, and or calling up the Chamber of Commerce and saying, what are the likelihoods of storms coming up or snow or, and I mean, even as people who climb Everest who somehow end up being surprised when there are storms, and they end up freezing. I mean, all sorts of incredibly stupid things. So, you know, part of it is that you plan for the unexpected, and you plan for the unexpected of things that are likely to happen in that particular situation, as opposed to just thinking, well, everything will be fine. I mean, it's fine to make the assumption that everything will be fine, but you need to be prepared for when it's not. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Bill says, living without Facebook.
That's how you prepare for the wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the story that I think that we did, I think we didn't actually talk about it yesterday, but the children under the age of 2 that are subjected to any kind of screen, television or computer screen, including an iPhone or the screens they have in SUVs about, you know, to play movies, are much more prone to obesity. The idea is that no child under the age of 2 should ever be exposed to any kind of screen. It just apparently it affects how their brain matures. Which is, I mean, think about how many people use television as a babysitter.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's very dangerous for your kid. So don't do that anymore, folks. I mean, and there are lots of things. I mean, babies are transfixed by all sorts of moving things, including your face. All right. So the idea being that using a television or a computer screen as a babysitter is terrible for your kid. So don't do it under the age of two. Don't know what happens after the age of two. I mean, the idea of instant images. And kids have watched Sesame Street, but you didn't have kids under the age of two watching Sesame Street. Sesame Street was really for like 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go.
Can a 2-year-old talk?
Yes.
I don't know my language.
Yeah, usually.
Kids.
Yep.
Interesting. Anyway, Sarah says plant identification.
Yeah, I agree. Just knowing what's poisonous and what's not, good idea.
Makes sense.
And you can carry the little book with you. I mean, there are little books that say poisonous and unpoisonous.
Yeah, little pocketbooks, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. They say don't even take a chance on any mushrooms, as far as that's what I hear.
Just yeah, mushrooms are really iffy.
Yeah,
because some of them are really...
Because they're like so toxic when they are toxic.
Well, and sometimes the difference between one that is yummy and one that is deadly is pretty subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So...
All right, Robert says room service.
You go, you little prince, you. There you go.
All right, last one. Casey says knowledge of indigenous plants and their uses, building a fire and being able to create comfort for yourself so you can rest well at night.
Well, that gets back to your tarp to a certain extent, except, a tarp is never a bad idea, although you tend to use it more to probably cover you rather than underneath you. But like blankets, mm-hmm. I mean, you can always dig. For example, one of the things that's not obvious is that digging a hole will keep you much warmer, even in snow, than being out in exposed. All right, so folks, it's quite obvious to me that we should all stick together and not go on any wilderness hikes anytime soon unless we've got Trevor's brother to come along with us. I don't know, just my idea. 855-993-7569. Don't leave home without your MX card and Trevor's brother. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.